Mayor London Breed kicked off the celebration of car-free Market Street, accompanied by 8-time cable car bell-ringing champion, Byron Cobb.
We know that there has to be something that changes in order to ensure not only the ability for people to get around more efficiently, but to ensure safety.
The mayor was also joined by the San Francisco Municipal Transit Authority, community advocacy groups Walk San Francisco, the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition, and a group of people from electric scooter company Lime. Both passenger cars and for-hire ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft are now prohibited on a 2.2-mile stretch of Market Street between 10th and Stewart Streets, ending at Embarcadero Plaza. Market Street will continue to allow pedestrians, bicycles, e-scooters, as well as buses, streetcars, paratransit, traditional taxis, ambulances, and commercial and delivery vehicles. The shutdown area is San Francisco's most traveled and most dangerous street. Marta Lindsay, communications director of Walk San Francisco, describes the area's unique traffic and safety problems.
500,000 people walk on Market Street every day. This is obviously the busiest street for pedestrians in the whole city, and it's also been incredibly dangerous for so long with, you know, 5 of the city's most dangerous intersections are on Market Street. So Market Street's been broken for so long and not serving anybody well, and certainly not in terms of safety. Of course, there's a million other things that go with making a city more walkable. And of course, there's the climate benefits and the health benefits. And, you know, the reality too is there's parts of our city where the crash rates are much higher, and it's often seniors, it's people of color, it's low-income people, and that feels just incredibly unfair that some parts of our city are even more dangerous for people.
Creating car-free Market Street is part of a broader effort in San Francisco to improve public transit and increase safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. Other streets mentioned for potential transformation were Valencia in the Mission and Leavenworth, which runs through Civic Center and the Tenderloin to Fisherman's Wharf. Executive Director of Walk San Francisco, Jody Medeiros, shared her excitement at the growing support for expanding car-free corridors across the city, especially with policymakers at the Municipal Transit Authority.
They're asking for a quick succession of more car-free spaces. We love to hear that. We love to see that. We know that Supervisor Haney is asking for something in the Tenderloin. There is talk about Valencia Street. And of course, with the 150th anniversary of Golden Gate Park, JFK seems like an absolute no-brainer, since that's everybody's beloved park and a park should be for people.
As for car-free Market Street, people can expect to see the extension of bus-only lanes and bicycle intersection improvements throughout this year. Construction on the full project, which extends Market Street's car ban to Octavia Street, is expected to start in late 2020 or early 2021. With KPFA, I'm Sarah Jorgensen.